The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, at your service, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Of course, Craig is here running the studio for us. And, you know, it's a great time to look ahead, not just back, but ahead to all the different opinions and theories. There are a lot of them out there. We tried to pick a few of them that we thought made some sense. We don't have a crystal ball, but I think at the end of the year, a lot of us like to get some sort of a sense of direction in our investing lives and financial stuff going forward as we're reflecting on all the other things, the personal things going on as well. So we're going to take a little time to do that, take a look at economic outlooks. I know, Jamie Keys, you've got some materials also.
Yeah, I mean, as we go forward, this is the last week of 2016, and so we're starting to talk about 2017 and what kind of decisions you're going to be making as we go forward this year. And sometimes it's helpful to look back. Sometimes it's misleading to look back. And we're going to talk about the differences there and how, you know, how do you need to interpret all the information you're going to be getting this last week of 2016.
As we like to say in the financial services industry, past performance
is no guarantee of future results.
Yes. Boy, do we know that phrase.
We do know that phrase.
We do know that phrase. But there are things that you can still do. If you haven't got them in place yet, you know, it's never too late to start once we hit January and everybody's back in the saddle and doing whatever they're doing. But we've reflected a lot the past several weeks about different ways to capture the gains that most of us hopefully have made in our 401ks and our IRAs and brokerage accounts and all that stuff. You know, how do you keep from going backward to where you're sitting there going, what happened? What happened to all, what happened to all this money? Well, you don't have to go there if you don't want to. Does that mean going to cash? And again, I want to caution everybody, Jamie, I've had three conversations in the last 3 weeks about this with folks. You know, if you're looking at your 401k balance and you're thinking, wow, this is fantastic, but what do I do? If you're going to sell out and go to money market this week and try to capture gains, remember, Jamie, most of people's 401ks, a lot of 403Bs, 457 plans, even some simple IRAs, those kind of things, the cash equivalents that you would go to thinking you're going to, a dollar is always going to be a dollar in there. These are not bank accounts. These are investment funds run by huge financial concerns, big banks mostly, and you can go negative. Anywhere from a half a percent to three quarters of a percent on that balance. So know what you're getting into so that when you get your statements again and you're looking at negative stuff, you're going, hey, what happened? Right?
Well, yeah, at least we need want to talk about that, what some alternatives might be that are available to you in some of those plans, as opposed to just going to cash, if you want to take some of the profits that you're looking at going forward this coming year. So we'll talk about some of that. We'll talk about some of the returns that we've seen, sector returns, stock returns, all of those types of things. As we said, as you had mentioned right away, past performance is no guarantee of future results. And so, you know, we'll talk about all the differences there.
Yeah, and I do want to have a reminder. Jamie and I were talking about this on the way to the studio this morning, and that was, remember election night? And we looked at the stock futures markets around the world, and stocks were rolling over big. I mean, we were looking at a potential 900-point drop in the Dow Industrials average overnight. And what happened that next morning?
It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. And things started heading upward.
Yeah, and that's what's been going on ever since the election. And so we'll talk a little about what realistic expectations are, and try to cut through some of the noise that you hear.
There you go. All right, so we'll be having that in mind, and we'll be coming right back after this break. When we come back, I'm going to give you our office phone number, by the way, so you can call in, make a time to come by, and start your new year off right. By getting a good look at what's a handle on where you are right now with your financial planning, right? Okay, so we're going to talk about that, give those numbers out right after this. Stay tuned. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show.
Cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
Looking for a perfect gift for the truck enthusiast and your family? Then go to T3 Truck and Trailer on Highway 105 in Brenham. They carry a full line of T3 truck parts and equipment, performance products and truck accessories, plus they do graphics too. From yard signs to banners and full color prints on canvas, T3 Customs can hook you up with something awesome for business or personal use. Make your truck enthusiasts happy with accessories from T3 Truck and Trailer on Highway 105 at Bluebell Road, or shop online at t3tnt.com.
We're all looking for that perfect gift to give this season, and there's always that one person who's hard to buy for. No worries, you need to look no further than Soup Operator Equipment this season. From heaters and generators to riding mowers, from utility vehicles to tractors, they have something for everyone. And with year-event inventory reductions, there's no better time to stop by and pick up something green. Visit the Soup Operator Equipment near you or go online at cptractor.com.
It's almost Thursday night football, so when you put on your jersey and invite your buddies over, make sure your fridge is filled with Bud Light, beer specifically designed to make the game better. Will it make your team play better too? Nope, because that's not how beer works. But this Thursday night, why leave anything to chance? Stock up on the beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Happy holidays from everyone at Mike Hopkins Distributing.
Santa has been a very busy man this season, so KWHI 1280 has pitched in and helped stuff stockings, including one big winner.
Well, this is Holly Ryder. Right now, we are in downtown LaGrange at the post office. We're here with Larry Peach. Hey, Larry, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
You are our grand prize winner. You won $1,000 from KTX 106.
Yeah, thank you all so very, very much.
You're welcome. So do you have any plans for Christmas?
No real plans. The wife's going to have surgery next week. Cataract surgery, so this will come in real handy.
Well, that's great.
I'll splurge a little bit too.
I'm sure. So, how are you feeling right now?
Ecstatic. I can't even, words don't even come to mind now, but I listen to y'all all the time, and I love Trail Boss. I love your show in the morning. We've got heat radio on all night long, and wake up in the morning with y'all, and can't beat it.
Well, and how about you tell us who stuffed your stocking with $1,000 this year?
Thank y'all so very much. I appreciate it. You don't know how much. Thank you.
KWHI 1280 in Brenham, stuffing your stocking this holiday season.
What do kids in public schools, private schools, and homeschools have in common? 4-H. You didn't know that, did you? Small town, big town, or way out of town. There's a 4-H program tailor-made for your family, no matter where you call home. It's not just about raising livestock. 4-H is about raising our future leaders through a wide variety of leadership programs and exciting activities. I want you to bring your kids. Get involved. Raise a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with a couple of members of the Money Makeover team right here in the studio this morning. Yes, we are talking to you right now.
Yeah, I'm
this
not sure.
This is not pre-recorded.
This week, are we supposed to say Merry Christmas anymore or Happy New Year, or maybe we just say both?
Happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah's still going on.
That's right.
Yeah. It's kind of rare, isn't it, for Hanukkah and Christmas to be at the same time?
To start on the same day, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen real often.
So, wherever you may be on that, and happy Festivus.
Whatever.
Whatever it is. Glad you're listening in, and do try and make that time to come by and bring whatever's on your mind. If you're not one of our wonderful and much-loved clients already, that's fine. Just if you want to find out about stuff. I know many of you have come in toward the end of the year and right after the election, and were nervous and jittery because you couldn't figure out why things were skyrocketing upward, and they were afraid everything was going to come undone. You know, if you listen to every one of these pundits out there, you're going to go nutty. So if you want to just really come in and talk some sense about things, that's pretty good. So we do still have the free review. Great time to come in. Many of your statements that are going to start coming in, or probably most of them going to come in for like brokerage accounts and stuff. We're looking at probably February, March, depending on how you're set up in those. But you've got at least some knowledge. You should be getting, by the second week of January, you'll get your year-end statements.
Well, you know, we've been talking about for the last 3 months, you know, end of year stuff, financially, things you need to be thinking about. And it's kind of interesting because starting now in January, we're going to be starting to talk about tax planning.
Yeah.
We get into tax season. So
yeah.
A lot of you start making decisions based on what's best regarding tax. So it's almost like, you know, it is really true. The financial planning never really stops.
No, it doesn't. It is a process. And it's an ongoing thing because your life changes. Your needs change. Your family situation changes. All kinds of stuff goes on. Maybe, like some of my clients, you're starting to think more about retirement. You know, maybe another year older, and as we get to the end of the year, you start thinking about that kind of stuff. And you're going, well, you know I've been putting this off, but I got to do something. I got to at least start thinking. And that's a really good thing. If you're 5 years out, you really need to be planning and thinking along those lines. Hopefully sooner than that. But at 5 years, even 1 year, there are so many odds and ends of things. And you've got to make sure you're set up right. So here's our office number. Do give us a call. I think Sharon and Kim are answering the phones today. So you will get somebody to get on our calendar, and that number is 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And yes, I do have a cold. Oh, man.
One of the millions.
Yeah, yeah. This was my Christmas gift this year from Mother Nature. So if I sound like I'm stuffy, yes, I am stuffy today.
You know, we were talking about the end of the year, and one of the things that's come up for me in the last few weeks at the end of the year is how important it is how things are titled. There are way of titling things that make things easy, and there are way of titling things that make it hard.
Yep.
One of the things to think about is trying to have some consistency in how you title things. For example, if you have investment accounts and you have them titled, generally investments accounts are titled in what your legal name is.
Or you and a spouse.
Or you and a spouse or whatever.
Or you and whoever
happens to be.
On there with
exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh. And one of the things I ran across is this was a single person who had several investment accounts and had them titled in their legal name, but had a checking account titled in the name that he goes by every single day.
Yeah.
For example, if his name is Jim Smith, but his legal name is James C. Smith, you know, he had his checking account on his checks, Jim Smith.
Yep.
Well, if you want to get checks or distributions from your
account,
from your account,
brokerage,
the financial institution gets the check to make a deposit into your checking account, and they go, well, this says the account is James C. Smith, but the check says Jim Smith. Is that really the same person? And so, to protect you, what they do is there's an extra step that gets involved where they have to verify that that checking account is actually the same person as the investment account.
Right.
And so you can't get upset when the institutions come back and say, well, we need a notarized form saying that this is the same person. All they're trying to do is protect you.
Yes.
And make sure that the money is going to the person that it's supposed to be going to.
Well, the other thing, too, and we just got through doing this for some clients at the office over the last week or two, and that is think about your beneficiary designations on your accounts. Be sure that they're up to date. We've been going through brokerage accounts and IRA accounts and all that stuff, looking at annuity policies and insurance policies, those kind of things, and rechecking on who needs to be on there as your primary beneficiary, contingent beneficiaries, and you might want to start doing that if you haven't already with your checking accounts, any of your bank accounts. So just do that little bit of housekeeping when you can, too, because sometimes things change in our lives, and we think, oh, I'll get to that. Well, you really do need to at least think about it. Your 401k is another big example, by the way.
Well, it is the end of the year, and I know that I can tell by the traffic that a lot of you do not have to go to your regular jobs at the end of the year.
I had more traffic at the ranch this morning.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I suddenly was, out feeding the horses, and I had a whole bunch of cows standing around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a traffic jam.
But if you have some spare time, this is a great time to review all of those things, how things are titled, what the beneficiaries are. It only takes a few minutes to do that. It might take 30. But that's in the scheme of things, that's not a very long time, right, just to make sure that everything is consistent.
Yeah. So, and sometimes you get a little surprise. You can look at something and think, well, I thought I changed that last year. Oh, maybe you didn't. So, just a little housekeeping.
I do that all the time. I say I'm going to do something. And in my mind, I did it. But then I come to find out a couple of days later, I thought I was going to do it, but I never got around to it. And so if that happens to you, you may want to check on that.
So beneficiary designations, looking at stuff critically over the next several days as we're going through the end of the year and starting into 2017. Are you where you want to be financially? Do you understand completely why you're doing one thing versus another, whether it's investments, whether it's property ownership, for instance, who's on the deed? All kinds of things. Anything financial is what you need to be considering. We talked, Jamie, at the beginning of the program that we were going to start on some economic outlook.
Yeah, I know that you have
type stuff.
Have seen some articles recently where it's a good time of year where financial prognosticators come out and give their expectations for 2017.
So, all of the things I've seen have all been revised a little bit upward, not dramatically upward. Like, for instance, the outlook for growth in the economy here and outlook for growth in other countries, other parts of the world. Slight, very slight uptick. I'm looking at one here from a big outfit called Morningstar. And they're basically saying on a full year-over-year basis, they're forecasting just a little under 2% growth in the gross domestic product, or GDP. That's all the outputs of goods and services in the U.S. So they're looking at 1.9% growth for 2017. It's up a tenth of a percent from where they thought it was going to be a few months ago. Lower inflation inflation-adjusted wage and income growth. And they're thinking that's going to put a little stopper on all of us going out and buying stuff like crazy. It's going to crunch consumers a little bit.
And that's one of the things that drives the economy.
It's a huge thing that drives the economy, especially in this country, right? Trade, they're saying international trade could detract from our earnings as a nation in 2017 as exports remain sluggish. Imports resume their more normal rate of growth, which we have usually a deficit in what we're putting out versus what we're buying from other people.
And that's one of the questions that we do get is, when we have a change in administration, how is that going to affect the economy? And obviously, with some of the things that President-elect Trump has said, his views on trade are different than the current administration. And so how trade with the U.S. and foreign countries is going to be affected by the new administration is one of the things they're taking a look at.
Right. So, again, we have to kind of settle down and not be looking at everything with rose-colored glasses. No one knows the impact yet of the new presidential administration. No one does. And anyone who tells you that they've got a line on that, they don't. Nobody knows. Last year at this time, according to the Wall Street Journal poll out recently, economists had predicted GDP growth of 2.6% for 2016, for the year. Instead, it now looks like 2016 growth is going to be almost a full percentage point less than that. So things did not pan out. And if you're in the retail business or a business that functions off of consumer types of purchases, it wasn't all that hot. The year before, everyone thought the economy had reached the liftoff point. Growth was going to exceed 3% in 2015. But it really turned out that we were only about 2.5%. So 15 and 16 were kind of sluggish. So
One of the things we'll talk about when we come back from the break is there are some numbers in it that support what happened there. Because when we come back, we'll talk about some of the areas of the economy that would attract and how well they did during 2016 and how misleading that can be sometimes to take a look at it, but also maybe some things we can learn from it.
So what do you do with this kind of information? It's what Jamie says, right? How do we work with that kind of information as well? So how do we judge things going forward and thought processes that go into that, because that's important for you going forward as well. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, if you got a question in between, we got phone lines right now. Here's our number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You are listening to Tony and Jamie on the Money Makeover Show.
Ho, ho, you don't want to miss Fancy That's Famous After Christmas Sale going on now.
That's right, Santa. It's time for us to clear out and time for y'all to clean up on great savings throughout the store. It's 25% off everything.
Everything?
Everything. Great finds around every corner, from our fabulous fashions and accessories to inspirational books, lovely home decor to luxurious bath and body. All at 25% off.
Oh, how long can this go on?
Well, 25% off everything through Thursday, the 29th. And then the fun starts with deeper discounts all around the store.
Where?
Listen up, y'all. It's all around the store. So make sure to check back often. You just never know what you'll find on sale. Shop now, shop often, and shop Fancy That. We're just across the street from Must Be Heaven in downtown Brenham. Happy New Year from Fancy That.
Need a new water well? Call JB Water Wells in Brenham at 979-830-0625. Justin Bilski can service your existing system or install a new system, including drilling a new well, new pump installation, testing, and pump service and repairs. Using the latest technology to complete your system, Justin ensures that it's working properly, including constant pressure pumps and solar pumps. Are you battling hard water buildup, rust stains, or spots and cloudiness on your dishes? JB Water Wells can solve your water problems. Serving Washington and surrounding counties, JB Water Wells specializes in water softeners, iron filters, sediment filters, and drinking water systems. Call Justin at 979-830-0625. He'll test your water, design a plan for making your water better, and give you a free estimate. Find out more online at jbwaterwellservice.com or call 979-830-0625. JB Water Wells is licensed and insured. 'Tis the season to be joyful, and JB Water Wells would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food and a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 830-0450. With over 20 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talents of Design 2.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. If you know that song, you need to be coming in to our office and doing your free review. Yeah, you know, you're on the glide path there toward needing your money to some extent to live on. When you convert over to distributing what you've been saving and changing your plans, you really need to come in and at least talk it over. What are your plans? One of the great instructive tools that helps you coordinate your thoughts is we have a expense worksheet and a net worth worksheet. You're welcome to those. We have an Excel spreadsheet form where you just plug numbers in, or you can do it by pencil. That's okay. Either way, if you come by for the free review, we give you all of those tools, including also things that you need to think about and materials and data you need to gather if you need to be looking at doing a will. If you don't have a will and you're getting things ready to go to an attorney, this could be really helpful and save you time and effort going to the attorney. And, of course, time with attorneys is very important. Yeah, right? So, again, give us a call at the office. I said I'd give you the number. Here it is, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
You know, I was looking at some of the top financial resolutions to make going forward into the new year. Everybody likes to make New Year's resolutions, and hopefully financial resolutions are on your plate. But it's interesting, every year when we look at those, the top financial resolutions to make to go forward in the next coming year, two of them are, first, make a budget. The second, follow your budget. It's interesting that every year that seems to be one of the things that they say, if you want to be successful, go ahead and establish that budget. I know that when you come in for that free review and we give you that budget worksheet, a lot of you kind of, we see the look in the eye like, yeah, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, no one else is going to see it.
That's right. It's for you.
It's for you. And maybe you can figure out where the hole is that's draining out that bucket full of money you got coming in every month. whether it's from Social Security, whether it's from your job, whether it's from both, whether you're doing annuity income, whatever it may be, you know, whatever your source of cash flow is, where is it going? At least know that for your own sake, if nothing else.
Right. Sometimes it's enlightening. It doesn't hurt anything. It's always good to know where the money's going.
It may be better than you think.
That's right. We have had that happen.
We have. We have indeed. Let's go over some more things, Jamie. You've been researching some of these items this morning as well. Kind of give us the broad stroke. We already looked at opinions of most of the economists for, you know, some really tepid growth going forward. The big question mark, of course, is a new president and an administration. So, again, predictions are all over the place.
Well, one of the things I wanted to take a look at, one of my interests is, you know, when we talk about investing in your 401k plans, some of the options available for you in some of those 401k plans is what's called sector investing. In other words, you're going to invest in certain sectors of the economy. And so I took a look, and Fidelity has accumulated. Fidelity and Schwab are two that I looked at, have accumulated data from the past year on performance. And so I wanted to take a look at that and talk about, when we look at it, what does that mean to you, and can it also be misleading for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the sectors that I'll just go through the list. There are materials, information technology, consumer discretionary, real estate, energy, industrials, healthcare, financials, consumer staples, utilities, and telecommunication services. Those are just a few of the sectors of the economy that Fidelity put together to take a look at.
Did you say healthcare in that?
I did say healthcare.
Okay, all right. Because that's really going to be interesting, too.
Uh-huh. It is going to be interesting. Materials. For the year, materials for 1 year return, or you could go year to date. We'll go 1 year. The 1 year return on the material sector of the economy was up 14.15%.
That was for 2016?
For 2016.
Okay.
For information technology, it was up 13%. Consumer discretionary, and this backs up some of the things you were talking about in the earlier segment of the show. Consumer discretionary was up about 5.5%. Real estate, down 3%. I think that's a surprise for some people. Energy, I know this is going to be a surprise. For 1 year, the energy sector has had a return of almost 23%, positive. Industrials, almost 17%. Healthcare, down 4%. Financials, up 21%. Consumer staples, again, backing up some of the things you talked about earlier. Consumer staples and consumer discretionary are two correlated things. Consumer staples, that would be things that you have to buy all the time.
Yeah, your toothpaste and laundry detergent. Mm-hmm.
All of those types of things. Consumer staples, for the 1 year return, 2.5%. Up 2.5%. Utilities, up almost 12%. And telecommunication services, up almost 17%. And the reaction that I can see, most of you are going to say, "Well, sounds like everything was up pretty good." Well,
we've been slopping around not so hot for a couple of years now.
Yeah, and when
not a lot of growth.
When you're looking at investing, it's really dangerous to just look at 1 year returns.
Well, and that's what you wanted to bring out, like energy, for instance, right?
Like energy, for example. I can hear all of you saying, energy, what do you mean energy's up 23% for the year?
Well, as compared to?
Well, if we look at the 3 year return on energy, it's a negative 13%.
Because it's been taking a whopping
for the last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And so when you say, you know, you had a 23% positive return on energy this year, and most of that occurred in the second half of the year, by the way. We're talking about coming back from
the dead,
the bottom.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's really dangerous when you're investing to look at one-year returns. You talk about it a lot. When we talk about in January, all of the financial magazines will come out with, you know, the best-performing mutual fund for the year. Well, maybe it's the best performing mutual fund this past year because it was terrible for the previous 3 years.
Yeah.
And so it had a long way to come back. And those are the kind of things that you have to look at. So if we're talking about investing, what you need to take a look at is not just one-year returns. You can look at three-year returns, five-year returns, and 10-year returns. And so if we take a look at that, 10-year returns, materials are up almost 50, information technology 130, consumer discretionary 120, energy up 24, industrials up 68, healthcare up 107.
Uh-huh.
Financials, a negative 20%.
Yep.
Consumer staples up 99%. Utilities, 32%. Telecommunications, 16%. S&P 500 up 60% for a 10-year period. And so, you know, when you take a look at that, you start comparing all the different numbers for all the different years. Then all of a sudden you start, you can get some useful information about what things have done well at certain times. And so it's not always best to look at one-year returns.
Yep. And so when you look at things and you think, well, how come this thing I'm invested in is not looking as good as the other stuff I'm invested in, you're always going to have the laggards in your mix of things, including the investments you have in your 401k. And, one of the areas that's been going backwards and losing ground is bonds and bond funds. And, Jamie, why is that?
Well, if the interest rates start going up, what's going to happen to the price of bonds is they're going to start going down. We know that there's that inverse relationship between interest rates and the price of bonds. As interest rates go up, the price of current bonds goes down. And so the reason being that if I wanted to buy your bond and it's paying 2% and I can get a new bond that pays 3%, why would I pay you full price for your bond to get a lower rate of return? And that's why there's that inverse relationship. I know sometimes it seems complicated. I know for me, bonds always have been a little bit more complicated in my mind. But there are other people who bonds make perfect sense to, and they understand them better than they do stocks. And so it just depends on where you sit. But it's unusual to think about an inverse relationship.
So, again, yes, do you still need to have some of this stuff in your basic investment portfolio, whether it's in your retirement plan or brokerage accounts? Yeah, you do, because not everything stays the same. And if you need, let's say, tax-free income from a source and you've got a non-qualified or non-IRA type of an account, then maybe you still need to have something that's going to throw off that kind of interest, like a municipal bond or bond fund. And those are getting hammered right now.
Well, and that's the question that we get sometimes is generally speaking, bonds are supposed to be that portion of my portfolio that's the most stable. And all of a sudden, I've got 40% of my portfolio in bonds, and it's losing value. What's going on? Why is that happening? And especially if you have bond funds. Bond funds, there's not as much mobility in a bond fund.
Well, that's true. So, but does that mean that you get completely out of all that stuff? Maybe not, especially if you're driving income off of a portfolio.
That's right. It depends on what the objective is.
Yeah. So maybe you don't want taxable income coming off, but you want some money coming your way, and you're still doing better, by and large, on that income stream than you would just having everything in a savings account, which is A, paying lousy returns right now, and B, it's taxable on top of that. So, again, a blend of things that's just right for you and your particular situation is what's really important.
Well, and again, there are always opportunities in different things.
Right.
In the bond market, if interest rates go up, sometimes there are attractive buys in the bond market.
Yep.
Because somebody wants to get out of a bond for whatever reason, and you can get it at a severe discount and get a better rate of return than the actual coupon rate on that bond. And so it just depends. There's always opportunities out there, You just have to be able to kind of take a look at them and grasp the opportunity when it comes along.
There you go. So a little bit of knowledge is a powerful tool, and we're all about giving you the right tools to be able to do the best for you and your situation, your family, going forward. Again, come by for that free review with us. It's a few minutes out of your time, but it is so worth it. At least get an idea of what's going on. And are you okay with what you're doing? What if you made some changes? What those might be? What to consider on things? Learn a little bit. And we're more than happy to help you with that. The free review, a very useful tool in your financial tool chest, right? Here's our number again for the office, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right, we're going to come back and go over some more stuff that you really need to know about with your financial planning right after these brief messages. You are listening to The Money Makeover Show.
Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same.
How much longer do I have to be on this stinking boat?
Topper's Island, dead ahead, Captain.
Time to ring in the new year the right way. Come on, crew.
They've got everything here, Captain. Single malt scotch, Irish whiskey, Canadian whiskey, and even whiskeys from the United States.
Where be the rum? Quiet, Polly.
Over here, Captain. They've got Bayou, Bacardi, Malibu, Sailor Jerry, and Captain Morgan.
Now there was a fine sailor. Who's which?
I believe they're called sales clerks now, Captain.
Very well. Sales clerk. Here's my treasure chest of gold. Give me one of everything you have.
You don't have to buy one of everything, unless you really want to. Topper's Liquor and Wine has what you need to liven up your New Year's Eve party.
Topper's will be open regular business hours on New Year's Eve. We'll then be closed on New Year's Day and Monday, January 2nd, in accordance with TABC law.
All of us here at Topper's wish everyone a Happy New Year.
2016 has seen a lot of great deals made at LaRoche, and they invite you to stop in and see all the new 2017 models on the lot with great rebates. Looking for a used car? Visit LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, and Brenham. They have all kinds of used cars, trucks, and SUVs at great affordable prices. Contact the sales staff at LaRoche and inquire about these quality used vehicles. The owners and staff at LaRoche want to thank you for your patronage in 2016 and look forward to serving you in 2017. Happy holidays from LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac in Brenham.
Winter is here. Is it warm in your house? Modern Air Solutions, locally owned heating and cooling technician, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but can also service any problem with an existing unit. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. If it's not warm in your house, call Modern Air Solutions today at 979-451-5004. License number TACLB741666.
From a couple of throw pillows to the restoration of a family's heirloom, Classic Upholstery and Design can beautify your home or office. Classic Upholstery and Design offers reupholstering of commercial, residential, or antique furniture. And with over 1,000 fabric samples to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect look for your furniture. They also recover day bed mattresses, patio cushions, and tractor seats. Just bring your items by Classic Upholstery and Design on Highway 105 East, next to K&H Portable Toilets. Or call Classic Upholstery and Design at 830-8665.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
The sweet, pure flavor of hand-cranked homemade vanilla ice cream. Don't it just melt in your mind? Bring back the taste of the good old days every time you go to the store with Bluebell homemade vanilla ice cream.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
for Bluebell Ice Cream at Peterson's Food Mart in Lexington and all Dollar General stores.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This message brought to you by the Ad Council and True Blue Animal Rescue of Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeed. Sometimes the old standbys are the best, aren't they? Yeah. Welcome back to this edition of the Money Makeover Show. We're kind of closing out the year here and giving you what some of the information is that we actually get tons of from all kinds of different sources, some of the big economist firms, some big brokerage firms, people where they just have people that they're spending $1 jillion a year on who do nothing but look at various sectors of economies here and around the world and try to figure out where things are going. Bottom line is the most important numbers you need to figure out are your own. What kind of income do you need? When are you going to need it? What kinds of stuff have you got coming up that you're going to have to spend money on over the next month, 3 months, 6 months, a year? Do some planning out there, whether it's on the business side or whether it's on the personal side. It's really your own figures that count.
Well, the numbers that we gave in the last segment where we talked about the returns, the 1 year and 3 year and 10 year returns of different sectors of the economy, what that points out is how important it is to have disciplined investing where you're investing on a regular basis. Because this points out the fact that we'll just use energy as the example. The 3 year return on energy is a negative 13%. And so that means that if all you did was invest in energy 3 years ago and stopped, you still haven't got back to where you started at.
Yep.
But the 1 year return is about 23%. And so if you had consistently invested in energy over time,
right,
guess what? You were buying it really, really cheap.
Well, and that's the fundamental truth of your retirement plan.
It is, absolutely.
It's that incremental investing of your money that's coming out of your paycheck, going into your 401k, 403b, whatever, your IRA, whatever you're doing, consistently putting the money in and spreading it around properly. Now you're buying energy when, hey, it's on sale, right, over the last 3 years. And that's how, in 2016, you made 23% that year because you went in the year before when things were horrible, and maybe the year before that when things were horrible. And you never know when they're going to turn back around. So keep plodding along. Putting it in is
putting
the big
thing.
Putting
it in thing. Is the thing. That, you know, the objection that I can't make as much money as the people who have money because I don't have as much money to invest. That, in this particular case, that points out how that is absolutely not true. Because if you had taken $100,000 and plumped it into energy 3 years ago, you would only have $87,000.
Yep.
Whereas if you had invested over a three-year period in little bitty chunks, that same $100,000, you would have more than the $100,000.
Uh-huh.
And so that points out the advantage of disciplined investing and doing it on a regular basis. That's called dollar cost averaging, and that's one of the ways to mitigate some of the risk that you take when you invest. Does it eliminate all risk? Absolutely not.
No, of course not. Now, somebody asked me, well, is there any risk in putting your money in a savings account, right? And what is the risk with putting your money in a savings account? Now, you may have FDIC insurance, right, so
that's
that
a
you're
cost.
Not going to use... Yeah, lose that money. Now, it doesn't necessarily
guarantee your interest, that little bit of interest you're earning on your account, but the deposit that you made and put in there up to certain limits is guaranteed by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So what is the risk, though, with putting something in to something like that?
Well, if you're going to invest in something that just only has an interest rate, you know, you have interest rate risk, you have inflation risk, you have opportunity risk. There are a lot of risks involved with keeping money in what you consider to be a safe investment place. Because you, as you had mentioned earlier in the show, if you have it in an investment account and there are fees inside of it, plus inflation, you're actually going backwards.
Yeah.
And you can also have money in a safe place that you would consider safe, maybe a bank or a credit union or whatever it happens to be, and you're earning that interest rate. But if inflation outpaces it,
you're going negative.
You're still going negative.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean you shouldn't do that? Of course not.
Absolutely not.
Everyone needs to have an emergency fund. And maybe that should be your New Year's resolution. If you put $10 in a drawer or in a coffee can or whatever you can do, accumulate every time you're up to maybe $20, $50, whatever, go and put that in the bank for a rainy day. That's your rainy day fund. Make sure you don't have to tap your credit cards or, heaven forbid, go and tap your 401k and take a loan, right? That could be very costly in the end. So that rainy day fund really does pay off in so many different ways.
Because what it does is it protects some other risk that may be coming along. And so that's why financial planning is so important and why it's so important to come in for that free review where we can talk about all those different things and exactly what you're looking at and what the risks are.
Absolutely. Lots of ideas, lots of explanations. It's a learning process. We cordially invite you to come in and do that with us. And again, here's our office number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. We look very much forward to this next year and hopefully meeting you, if we haven't already, coming on in the office, and we'll get together.
Yeah, Happy New Year, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.